Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
Dressed like he's ready to go swing a 9-iron at Bangor Muni. It's a Maine State Treasurer Joe Perry taking a seat behind the BPG and SS7A this day. May buy the numbers in a moment, but one of your tasks, one of your jobs, one of your duties as treasurer of the state of Maine is to kind of wind Maine through its bond process. Bond.
Yes.
Not James Bond. Bond. Bonding. Borrowing money for big important projects.
Yes.
What's going on with bonding these days?
Well, I've got several pages here in front of me describing the general obligation bond process. Obviously, we can't go through it all, but I'm going to start maybe by reading the just this opening paragraph. Paying for large capital improvements over time is possible through general obligation bonds. This long-term financing promotes jobs, education, infrastructure, economic development, energy efficiency, water quality, open spaces, and other public purposes. It achieves public goals approved by the legislature and the Maine voters. The process spreads financial responsibility for long-term investments over the time and population that can expect to enjoy the benefits. So that's what we do. Anything that's a capital improvement, a long-term investment, we tend to try and use borrowing bonds. And we've just gone out for bonding this past week or so.
I think the important thing in that paragraph is that Maine voters say yes, go borrow money for this project because we think it's important. Or the people that we elected into the House and Senate and to the Blaine House, they agree that this is an important project and we should move this forward.
Yeah, you know, it's a little different than other levels of government. I've served on the County Budget Committee and they will tend to escrow, say, $5,000 a year for a new sheriff's car or $20,000 a year for capital improvements. But we're able, these are tax-exempt bonds, which I can get into the details of that. So very favorable interest rates. Actually, our interest rates are below inflation. So it, you know, escrowing on the state level probably doesn't make the sense that it might on other levels of government. We can go out and we can borrow. We can get very favorable rates. We can invest today. We can put people to work. We can improve our economy and pay for it over time. So let me just describe. And it does. It requires approval of the legislature, two-thirds mm-hmm. vote, signature of the governor, approval of the voters, mm-hmm. and then it's backed by the full faith and credit of the state of Maine, which has a very good rating, mm-hmm. and people love to buy our bonds, and so it's very favorable for all of us. Now, if you want the statement that Greg, the deputy treasurer, who's an expert at these things, just put together on our sale from last week, the state of Maine successfully priced $27,110,000 in general obligation bonds with maturities ranging from 1 to 10 years. I'll explain that. The 5% coupon securities issued by the state of Maine attracted a premium, generating $29.9 million in proceeds. I'll explain that as well. I find it fascinating. The resulting yield on the bonds, which sold above par, will range from 2.39 to 3.12%. Proceeds from the bonds will be used to fund recreational trails, historic preservation projects, and research and development grants. The state of Maine general obligation bonds are rated AA by Standard & Poor's, AA1 by Moody's Credit Rating Agency. The state of Maine bonds can be purchased through most brokerage firms.
Who's buying our bonds?
Well, that's interesting because this was my first general obligation bond that I've been involved with.
Uh-huh.
And so these bonds were approved by the voters almost 2 years ago. They have a five-year authorization. The agencies weren't quite ready for the bonding or the big money. We can work with them through the treasurer's office in interim financing until the bonds are sold. So we sold them through a brokerage firm. I know BlackRock was one of the big purchasers. I can't remember the other names of who bought our bonds, but then they can do what they can keep them in their investments. They can sell them off to their customers. A lot of retirees like tax-exempt state bonds.
Hmm.
But this was what was so fascinating. We sold $27 million of bonds, but the customers bought them for paid almost $30 million for our bonds, paid more than the face value. And the reason for that is they pay a 5% interest rate. So
okay.
The interest rate is above what is expected. So the net interest rate we are paying as a state is between 2.39 and 3.2% because of the premium we receive for the bonds.
So 2.29, less than 2 less than 2.5.
Less than 2.5.
And they're doing 5.
And we're paying 5. That's why the coupon pays 5. They can get their interest payments twice a year, 5% interest. And in my judgment, I haven't thoroughly researched this. I know it's all legal what we're doing, but it sounds to me like a way for someone to grab a little additional tax exempt interest, right? They're getting 5%
interest. We like the sound of that.
Tax exempt.
Yeah.
So it's a mechanism you hear when interest rates go up. The value of your bonds go down, and that's an existing bond that maybe has a rate that's lower that's now than it's currently available. So it's kind of in that realm that people are paying a premium to get a 5% return. It's all tax exempt. Now, we have to certify. I've signed a lot of paperwork this past week, including forms to the IRS certifying that these are tax exempt purposes the money's being used for. We have outside counsel. We have borrowing counsel. We have bonding counsel who their expertise is certifying that the uses of this financing is tax exempt, because that's a huge advantage to us. If we are bonding for a taxable project, the rates that the state would have to pay would be much higher.
Do you get carpal tunnel signing all those?
I know. I can't talk without my hands going.
No, but I just wonder about signing Joe Perry, treasurer. Joe Perry, treasurer to all of those.
Well, that's the other fascinating part. When I hear that, as a legislator, and I know we're going out to bond for 10 years, I assume it's like a car loan, a 10-year car loan.
Yeah.
It's not, though. It's 10 different bonds. People can buy a 1-year bond, a 2-year bond, a 3-year bond. They all have different rates. That's why there's a range from 2.39 to 3.12, depending on the age. So we're selling, we did 27 million, but we actually did 2.7 million in 10 different series, 1 through 10 years. And so that's, so when we pay off, now we pay our principal and interest in April on our existing bonds. We pay just interest payments in October. So in April, we paid $80 million of bonds payments. We paid off $80 million in April, and we went back out for $27 million this past week. So we've actually reduced in this given year our bonding debt by $50 million.
Sweet.
Yeah, we've been coming down significantly. We used to bond far more than we do today. Very, very little bonding. And actually, $27 million for the cost involved of going out to bond, the due diligence is unbelievable. What the rating agencies and the investment, what they put us through, unbelievable the amount of work that goes into it and the expense. $27 million is probably the lowest we would want to bond for, because those expenses exist regardless. And what's another fascinating thing, we knew the day we went out to sell these bonds that there was $8 billion of bonds available that day. So Maine's competing with Massachusetts, who mm-hmm. went out with hundreds of millions in other cities and towns and water districts and states. And so we know in this given day there's $8 billion of bonds available, $27.1 million of it was Maine's, and we're competing with the rest in selling our bonds.
Mm. We need to get to May by the numbers, or Laura is going to come down on us.
Yes.
Like, wow, I don't even want to think about that.
No.
We look back at the month of May as you open the books, and we start with what is called the cash pool, the bubbling cauldron of Maine's investments. And how's that looking for the month of May?
Well, still looking strong. Our May total all in was $3,364,503,441.92.
And when you take out all that Fed money
yep.
that's still in there,
yep.
some of it slowly being doled out over time for appropriate projects, the number changes a bit.
Yeah, it's coming down, the federal money on hand. We have to get that out the door. There's still $181 million, but the share that belongs to Mainers alone, I read something wrong because the number...
isn't it $3,364,503,441.92?
That sounds right.
Let's just go with it.
$181 million less than the first number I said.
Laura, you heard nothing.
Yeah.
But you did hear our disclosure of what is, we used to call it the rainy day fund. It's the budget stabilization yep. fund. We know that number.
Still at $1,030,033,051.83.
And what is interesting, we've been keeping an eye on this, is, well, was there a lot of talk last legislative session about dipping into the rainy day fund? Let's send some checks. Let's do
yep.
this. You told us those checks, even if they come out, they're not going to come out sometime July, next month.
Won't become law till sometime in July. It's going to take us several weeks. We'll send out 25,000 checks a day.
You got to sign all those too.
Nah, that's someone over in the controller's office.
Joe Perry, treasurer.
Oh my
Joe
God, Perry.
But there's been a 0.00% increase or decrease in the budget stabilization fund over the previous month.
All the interest earned in the budget stabilization fund, since it's at its cap, goes to other sources, so that has not grown at all. But in July, it's going to drop about $300 million, and then the interest will start accumulating back in the budget stabilization fund. And speaking of interest, we've been doing better in interest lately. We're getting 4.16%, or we've earned so far this year $137,989,254 in interest on the cash pool.
Now, we pivot to revenue sharing. 20th of the month, money that comes to Augusta goes back to the municipality so they can do what they need to do. Look at the difference in the May distribution to the April distribution.
Isn't that unbelievable? Yeah. $39,118,073 went out to our municipal partners.
In the month of May.
The month of May.
Compare that to April.
$13,121,193 in April. So triple, practically. Exactly triple, really.
Is that the tax money that came in because of April 15th?
Yeah, that was the people started paying in. February, March, and April were pretty dismal, but the money came in, and 5% of it went back out, or is going back out on the 20th to our friends in the cities and towns all over the state.
Including you, Oxbow Plantation.
Oxbow.
Including you.
Sure.
May's distribution was about $5 million, maybe $4.5 million, greater than the May 2025 distribution.
Yeah.
Is that an indication that maybe things are a little bit better than we think?
Well,
I'd like to think
that shows a trend, right? When we're up over the previous year, that would show a trend that revenue is coming in stronger than it did the year before, and that would justify where the budget is, that it's supporting the increases that we've seen, and that could be a blip. I mean, when you get to that filing deadline day, you know, it could fluctuate some, but I think that's a good sign when we see we're up year over year.
And can you share with us about unclaimed property, maybe a ballpark of how many unclaimed property claims were paid out in the month of May? I like the number.
Yeah, in the month of May, 3,072 claims were paid for $4 million. Oh, I see the one number you're talking about.
Yeah. How many properties were paid?
7,777 properties.
7,777.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
And for to the tune of more than $4 million.
$4.4
million
went out to people, their property that we have claimed and recovered and got back to them. And the highest one in May, we love this one, $242,564.
Whoa. Stocks and dividends. It's like getting that community chest card when playing Monopoly.
Sure.
Your stocks and dividends mature. You get $10.
But a lot better.
Joe Perry, dressed like he's ready to go swing a 9-iron. Do you ever get a chance to go swing a 9-iron anywhere?
Not since I've had kids.
No. No. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I thought you were training up some caddies, and then no.
I'm going to a meeting at 11 in Augusta. I'll dress like a treasurer for that.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at laughlinwolfingtonrealty.com.